on Saturday. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Really answered the call from the week before. Monmouth coming into the game, obviously number one offense in points, number one offense in yards. So for us to be able to go out and I think play probably the best game we've played since I've been here, to see a complete team effort, to do everything really as a unit, was a lot of fun to see. I think, all three phases of the game had to be in line. They had to be on point. And our defense obviously had to, limit the explosive plays that we had seen from Monmouth all throughout the year. I mean, no matter who they're playing, they're getting explosive plays. So I think we limited that, really made them drive, made them stay on the field. I think one of the unique statistics of the game is, both teams only had the ball three times in the second half. So we wanted to, take the air out of their game a little bit, and we wanted to be able to hold on to the ball a little bit, and it worked out well for us.
Their defense, I mean, their offense had been putting yards up through the air, on the ground. You hold them to 56 yards rushing. How much, making them a little bit one-dimensional, how much did that help with the defensive effort?
Yeah, it was huge. And, both their running backs, we got a lot of respect for. They were running the ball extremely well coming into the game. I thought their O-line was, one of the more experienced ones that we faced. I mean, really, from an offensive standpoint, when we evaluated them and looked at them across the board, really didn't see any issues, didn't see any, things that were like, okay, this is a weakness. We can take advantage of this. And for us, I think it all starts with our D-line. Our D-line got great push. Our D-line, did a great job of occupying the blockers. The majority of our guys were playing in there, some large body guys. And then really our linebackers fit everything extremely well. But, to hold them, I think we were 2.2 yards per rush during the game. That was something that, I was hoping we could, keep them around the 3.5 yard. I think they were averaging 5 or 6 coming into the game. If we could keep them around 3.5, I felt like we'd be able to do, do a nice job in slowing them down. So to hold them there, that was huge. Again, starts with the D line, but everybody behind it. Our corners were making plays, our safeties were making plays. So it was just great to see in that run game to be able to shut it down like that.
Questions this afternoon from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Pete, it's homecoming here at Richmond, and it counts for coaches too. Can you reflect on your time as a Spiders assistant? I think it was 88, your responsibilities, and perhaps what you got from that year as a coach. Thank you.
Sure. No, I was blessed. Dow Shealy hired me. Well, he really didn't hire me. He said, "Hey, I got a volunteer position for you, and you can live in the Robbins Center." So I got a free bed in the basement of the Robbins Center with three other guys. And then I actually ended up working part time for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and that's kind of how I made money. But no, great experience. Love my time there. Have always felt really good about that experience. That was my introduction to college coaching. That was Coach Shealy's last year there before he went on to become I think he became the vice president of FCA and then became the president. So really enjoyed my time there. I think it's an amazing place. I love the campus. Still one of the most beautiful campuses that I've ever been on, and learned a lot of football during that time as well. So really enjoyed the experience.
Thank you, Pete.
Pete, your defense comes up with a big stop of Robertson on the 7-yard line with about 6 minutes to go, which was obviously a big play, stopping it from being a one score game. But then your offense gets the ball and kills the final 6:15 of the game. How impressive was that, not allowing them to get the ball back?
No, that was huge. And when you're on the sideline, you're trying to do the math, obviously, and you're sitting there going, okay, how much time can we run off the clock? We're going to have to get multiple first downs to put this game away, but we're up 12, as you said, and so you're kind of calculating everything. We had, four huge third down conversions along the way. And then we had a great fourth down conversion to convert it. So, ball's at the 28, I think, 27, somewhere in there. And we go for it on fourth just to run more time off the clock. Sean Brown hit JD Dunmore on a nice pass out to the flat to to end the game. But Our O-line just really did a fantastic job, and our tight ends, of just holding them at bay on that drive. And then Sean had a great game, probably one of his better games here. I know he threw for 300 a couple weeks ago, but just from a percentage standpoint, putting the ball out, I mean, hitting different people, he did a great job with the RPO game in that last drive as well. We threw the ball about five times on that 15, 16 play drive to end it up. So couldn't be more happy. And really, I think it's a great sign for us. We did that against William and Mary. We were able to hold on to the ball to end the game. We did that against Norfolk State to be able to do it. So great to see that happen with, as you say, 6:15 to go in the game.
Yes, yeah, you mentioned John, 27 to 36, very, very efficient, no interceptions in the course of the game for 243. And then, as you said, the running attack, how pleased are you with the type of balance that you're able to get from your offense right now?
Yeah, feeling very good. Brian Shepherd's doing, our offensive coordinator, doing a really good job of mixing it up. Sean has settled in to his role as the starter now, and he's getting comfortable where his targets are, what needs to take place. And we came into this season knowing that Devin Matthews and Tyrell Green will be able to run the ball, and Carter Runyon, we got to find ways to get him the ball. And it's really been fun to see other guys step up in that. Obviously, our O-line has been very solid. We've had a lot of moving parts. I don't know that we've, this might be the first week that we started the same five 2 weeks in a row, but I think they've done a really good job through that. And to get other wide receivers involved, and to get other guys, being able to make plays. I mentioned JD, I mentioned Jaycion, Doss, those guys really coming up with really good plays. It's been fun to see the balance of what we've been able to do, and we're going to continue to need to do that. So as we prepare for Richmond, number one scoring defense in the conference. So last week we faced the number one scoring offense in the conference. This week we got the number one scoring defense. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Let's talk about the Spiders. We've talked often about how tough your schedule is going to be, and you get another nationally ranked team on Saturday. Richmond's obviously unbeaten in the league. They've won six in a row. As you've started to study them, what are some of the challenges they present for you?
Well, they're just a very sound football team. I mean, across the board, I think, watching them on special teams, watching them on offense, watching them on defense, they just do not make many mistakes. And if they do, they really overcome them very quickly. So impressed with the attention to detail that both sides of the ball have. Defensively, their defensive line is getting after it. And they play the run and the pass extremely well. I think their zone coverage is spot on. They have guys where they need to be, and they really make it difficult for your quarterback kind of to see things. And playing very aggressive in the run, I think they're built to do that. So that's going to be a challenge for us to be able to try to find a way to keep our run game moving, because I mean what they're doing is really, really good, really sound. And offensively, I think they're finding their rhythm. I mean, they've had a ton of explosive plays. They continue to score points on people. Extremely balanced, balanced team, and they do things really, really well.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Safe travels to Richmond, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Rob.